VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Although two organizations have claimed responsibility for an attack on a parade in Iran Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani is putting a lot of the blame on the United States. The Islamic State and a group calling itself the Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Ahvaz have both said they were behind the attack on the military parade. 25 people were shot and killed. The United States has denounced the attack, and Sunday, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley told ABC News that Rouhani should consider talking to President Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday the U.S. will win any trade war with China. He spoke to Fox News the day before the administration's latest tariffs on Chinese imports go into effect. He said the U.S. wants to, quote, force China to behave in a way that if you want to be a power, a global power, you do not steal intellectual property. The Trump administration has demanded that China better protect American intellectual property, including ending the practice of cyber theft. The Trump administration has also called on China to allow U.S. companies greater access to Chinese markets and to cut its U.S. trade surplus. The Afghan Taliban has warned the United States against meeting what it called fake and fraudulent Taliban delegations. It said such contacts could, quote, seriously harm any possible genuine progress of dialogue. The Taliban issued the warning following media reports of meetings between American and unidentified high-ranking Taliban officials in Dubai and Bagram, the largest U.S.-run military base in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman rejected the reports as false. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee and lawyers for the woman who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault have reached a tentative agreement that the woman will testify before the committee on Thursday. The two sides reached the deal over the telephone Saturday and were expected to further negotiate Sunday the terms of the woman's appearance before the committee. The lawyers say their client has gotten death threats and has met with FBI agents to discuss her safety. Israel has put the residents of a West Bank village on notice that they must demolish their homes in a week. A statement from the Israeli Defense Ministry on Sunday said residents of Khan al-Ahmar received a notice today requiring them to demolish all the structures on the site by October 1, 2018. It was not immediately clear what would happen if the Palestinians do not dismantle their homes. Israel says the village was built without proper permits, but it is almost impossible for Palestinians to obtain proper building permits. Many people in Tanzania are mourning as the first 12 bodies were buried from a ferry accident that left at least 224 people dead. The overcrowded ferry was traveling to a popular open-air market on Thursday when it capsized about 50 meters before reaching the shore. The ferry made a sharp turn and immediately tipped, causing people to be thrown out into the frigid waters of Lake Victoria. Although the maximum capacity for the ferry was 100 people, it is estimated that as many as 300 people could have been aboard the vessel. Maoist insurgents fatally shot a state lawmaker visiting a tribal area in southern India on Sunday after the insurgents put up posters warning politicians not to travel there. At least 40 Maoist rebels were involved in the attack on the Andhra Pradesh state assembly member from the ruling Telugu Desam party. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday announced the world's biggest health insurance plan. He promised free health care for 500 million of the country's poorest citizens. Modi says the plan will benefit more than the population of the United States, Canada, and Mexico combined. It would provide health care to the bottom 40% of India's 1.25 billion people. It would give the country's 100 million lowest-income families almost $7,000 in annual health insurance to treat serious ailments. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.